A Jewish Journal article, Rosner's Domain. Should Israel count world Jewry? A few years ago, I was asked to join a meeting with a senior minister who wanted to set up a new project. The meeting was off the record, so I will not reveal names, but the names aren't important. The host was the minister, and the invitation to attend was issued by a senior official. In fact, the order of things was as follows. The official asked me to help him persuade the minister to give up the project. What was the project? Establishing a database of all the Jews in the world. The minister wanted the State of Israel to register every Jew in a large Jewish registry project. With Jews in Israel, it's easy because the registration already exists. But he wanted to include the Jews in Argentina, Australia, Britain, the United States and France, all Jews in all places. His motives were good. He cared about the Jewish people. The plan was bad. We tried to explain to him why, but we could not convince him to give up on it. Ultimately, the project did not materialize, but not because of our ability to persuade. The political situation changed, and other matters suddenly seemed to him more urgent. I was reminded of this not-so-important meeting when a story broke out about the intention of Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics, CBS, to take responsibility for monitoring the number of Jews around the world. It wasn't exactly a story that excited the country, but one that ought to be examined, and certainly arouses interest among diaspora Jews. The bottom line is simple. I am not sure this is a good idea, though I am not suggesting that it should be compared to the delusional idea of the senior minister. He wanted to actually register Jews, while the CBS would merely investigate and summarize. So why not? Let's start with why it might be a good idea. The State of Israel is the nation-state of the Jewish people. This is its raison d'etre. Israel's basic law states that, the state shall act, in the diaspora, to preserve the ties between the state and members of the Jewish people. That is the legal framework that requires Israeli action in the diaspora. Since any basis for useful action must include data, Israel has reason to want to know who the Jews are, where they are, and how many they are. The State of Israel needs to know this data so it can fulfill a legal obligation it has imposed on itself. This, of course, does not mean that the state should collect the data itself. It can, but it's not clear that would be the best way. Why? First of all, because Israel does not have a real ability to survey and count the Jews of the world. Israel cannot manage surveys in Canada, nor can it send CBS representatives to Germany or Hungary. It can rely on studies done elsewhere, summarize them, try to understand what is written in them, and produce a synthesis. But this is a complex process for two reasons. First, it is technically difficult. Someone has to collect all the studies, peruse them and understand them. It is not certain that a state body is the more efficient place to do such things if there is another option. Second, and this is more important, any summary of studies will involve decisions that have a value dimension, which it is better for Israel to stay away from. The question of, who is a Jew, will hover over any Israeli summary and will make it difficult to offer a report that is acceptable to all Jews. Political pressures will surely follow, because a state body is exposed by nature to political pressures. Also, one must also take into account the sensitivity of Jews in certain countries who do not wish to be included in an official chronicle of another country. In other words, Israel will have a professional and an intrinsic difficulty in counting Jews. The Jews of the world, or at least a significant portion of them, will oppose Israel counting and summarizing their numbers. A move behind made with good intentions will likely lead to unnecessary entanglement. So, what is to be done? There are several simple options to resolve this problem. The project can be transferred to the Jewish Agency, a body that is a product of partnership between all Jews. The project can be transferred to an independent research institute. Proper disclosure. I am a senior fellow at the Jewish People Policy Institute, JPPI, a natural candidate for such a project. It is also possible to encourage more researchers in other countries to conduct studies, and then to rely on them, without making an official summary by the State of Israel. To make it simple, Israel ought to have the data, without being the one producing it. Something I wrote in Hebrew. Following a blitz of interviews by Prime Minister Bennett, in which he kept saying that he is a man of the right wing, I wrote the following comment. Many right-wing voters are beginning to forget that Bennett is a right-wing man. His crowded collection of interviews over the weekend was meant to remind them of that fact. He knows many of them are angry at the move he made when he formed the current government. He hopes that there are those who are less angry, or who are angry, but able to overcome the anger when there's a new election. These are supposed to be his base of support in the next round. A right wing that is not Smotrichi. His harsh tone against ultra-rightist Zionist religious party leader Bezalel Smotrich clarified that Bennett no longer hopes to win over his voters. A right wing that is not Bibisti. Bennett also hammered Netanyahu's voters. So, the question is whether there is a right-wing bloc large enough that is neither this, religious Zionism, nor that, Likud, to support another Bennett reincarnation. A week's numbers. It is easy to forget how strange this is to have a prime minister with so little political support. Bennett's party, Yamina, is currently projected to just barely cross the electoral threshold of 4 seats. A reader's response. Sarah Gold wrote, Mr. Rosner, Israel must do something to save our young generation of Jews in America. They completely lost their way. My short response. If true, this is beyond Israel's ability. Shmuel Rosner is senior political editor. For more analysis of Israeli and international politics, visit Rosner's domain at jewishjournal.com/rosnersdomain.